This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Welcome to episode 155 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Munro,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Han Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith,
Hamid Salahurin Al-Sahan,
Sel Sipadam,
and Azu.
And I'm really proud of you. We have had a weird energy and it didn't bleed over into the intro.
Give us a jam!
Consummate professional.
We are professionals, Alex.
Consummate professionals.
If you wouldn't condescend to us like that, we'd really appreciate it.
So we are all currently still locked in a cell.
We're locked in a jail with cell.
We've got to go inside cell.
Fantastic Journey style.
It has been said, and you know, I wasn't averse. It depends on the context though, Mr. Smith, and this is really quite public.
And there is someone outside with claws. Mm. That was where we left off, so I'm going to pick up immediately where we left off.
Yeah. Skrark, is that you?
A cowled and hooded snout pokes out into the corridor, looking left and right. The only thing that you can see are the glowing red eyes.
I wonder who that could be!
Is it the bloody kobolds?
I think it might be the kobolds.
Get him to sod off!
What?
We're doing something!
What, just sitting?
Yes, literally that is what we're doing!
I mean, one could multitask.
Also appreciate if they were taking out innkeepers and attacking wild, eh?
Skrark, is everyone okay up there? Okay.
The cowled figure looks around and is casting around. Does not know where the voice is coming from at all.
Skrark, there's a trap door and it's locked and it needs to stay locked. I'm down here.
The cowled figure that is almost certainly a kobold steps around the corner with a syringe spear in hand.
Oh no!
And is basically homing in towards the doorway, but still not saying anything.
Over here, Skrark. Over here. Here.
Okay, they make it, and then they are at the trapdoor and break out a set of thieves' tools and immediately start working
Skrark,
on the door.
No. The trapdoor needs to stay locked. It needs to stay locked, Skrark.
The trapdoor continues
to be. If this kobold opens it, we're dragging them in here and they are staying in here.
Skrark was actually in the room with the person that exploded.
Look, you're right.
Scrack is just as likely to have infected all of the kobolds as...
The second of the three locks undoes. So Carter undid one from the inside. The creature has done one from the outside.
Oh, it's already gone wrong.
Yeah, I'm afraid that our entire quarantine system here, it was kind of pointless.
He won't stop.
The final lock is undone. And then the spear is levelled at the door, and it is opened.
Hey, little buddy!
To describe them now properly, now that you're not looking through a keyhole, they are wearing leathers. They have a cowl, pulled up. They have what appears to be a semi-metal mask that's disguising a lot of their face. But there is a big old snout that's clearly dragonly poking out. Obviously, the colouring is red. And they appear to be wearing armour and stuff that fits, as opposed to being, like, arbitrary. Mm. And they are holding the spear, and then they see you.
Skark, that's you, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah, get in here.
You're going to need to join us, I'm afraid.
What language are they speaking? Is it Draconic? Actually, it doesn't matter if it's Draconic or Japanese.
Probably at first, it would have been.
I think you'd probably still say get in here. Regardless.
I mean, yeah. Get him in here.
What's the point when he's been spending time with hundreds of kobolds?
Because, right, one infection vector, fine, but we've got a bunch of them in here. It means we've the probability of infecting people. Again, we do not know the method of infection. Okay, you're being really flippant about this. This is serious.
You don't know if they'll be able to be turned back.
From Skark, Skark starts gesturing for you to get out. It's like,
no.
Time to go.
I'm being logical.
You can't get out, Skark.
The door is open.
Morally, we can't.
We locked ourselves in here intentionally, Skark. There's a magical disease.
Does Skark have horns?
Little ones, but you know that Skark did. They are not visible under the
basically,
cowl.
I walk up, grab him, and pull him in. I will make a combat manoeuvre check.
Yeah, you'll need to.
They're going to have a good combat defence check, because I think kobolds are quite dexterous.
Wily.
Yeah, 18.
That beats it.
Does it?
His combat manoeuvre defence is 17.
Oh, great.
You successfully grab, and I'm giving you this for free because it makes more sense, drag Skark in through the doorway.
Close the door.
I close the door. And then I turn back to Skark and I start trying to explain the situation as best I can. I'm going to try and keep him calm. I'm going to explain why we're doing this and why we're stuck in here.
Skark looks ready to murder Zolf.
Yeah.
Ooh. Azu steps between Skark and Zolf.
Good luck. I've got loads of hit points.
You don't touch me.
You don't just bust into... Wait, is he speaking English? Oh, brilliant. You can speak. Right. I do if you're being an idiot and ruining everything. You ain't got the context, but we are not in a situation where we get to be nice to each other, all right? So sit down, shut up, and listen.
I'd like to point out he was able to speak in two other languages, and that still counts as speaking.
I don't speak Japanese or Draconic.
That doesn't mean that he wasn't able to speak before.
Skark just ignores this and goes over to Hamid. Why are you here?
I start explaining. I say there's a magical disease. We're locked in here to try and stop that we might have. We don't know. We have to be locked in here for a few days to try and make sure we don't spread it.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because we forgot. That's the truth. We forgot. We were tired. We almost died. And we forgot.
Fine. Skark moves to leave through the door that
I apologize.
Skark was brought
I do
through.
Apologize to Skark.
Skark is actively going to try and leave through the door that you dragged him through.
You ain't going nowhere.
We can't let you go. I'm very sorry.
And this is more important than that, so if you try and fight us, sorry.
I think Skark's probably just going to press on and try and make it through the door anyway. What I am going to do is skip ahead to... There are more people per square foot than... It's really feasible for Skark to deal with, and I think it might just slow things down.
The intent is to restrain Skark, not kill him, obviously. Yeah. So.
I think I'm probably going to have to skip ahead past combat, because otherwise I'm just running the numbers for no real reason. Skark will continue trying to leave, and will start getting quite vicious with people if anyone tries to restrain him.
Yep. I'll take the damage.
However, I also think that you're just going to be able to overwhelm. Like, there's not really a chance.
Yeah, because Azu's going to help, like, and not in a nasty way, but just in a holding...
The way I'm dealing with this, feel free to just give me some hit point damage.
That's fine.
What I suggest is what ends up happening is we re-enable the use of the cell, the actual cell that is in this basement room, and lock Skrark in it, probably with me.
Skrark will need to be locked in because of the space with at least two other people, or you're not going to have enough space to fit people in this.
I'm suggesting I go in the actual cell with Skrark. I want to stay with Skrark to keep him.
Okay, I'm not putting him in a cage again, right? I am very well aware of the situation in which we found him. He's in here with us because he's one of us.
I need to know, have you bound and gagged Skrark? Bound, I'm assuming, yes.
Yeah, bound if he's going to just keep trying
to get
out.
He will just keep trying. Bound, he'll have to be, otherwise this is... Yeah. Skrark is leaving.
So, yes.
But I'm assuming you're not gagging?
No.
Oh. Okay, cool, that's fine. Skrark was fine, saw which way the wind was going, and then was just dead-eye staring Hamid whilst the ropes were being finished.
Yeah, I probably didn't help, because I just... Hamid looks really distraught, but
so does
he understands that it needs to happen. Like, and he will just keep trying to apologise to Skrark, basically. And I will sit next to Skrark and I'm saying, I'm really sorry that this has happened.
This is pointless. The rest will just try and get me.
The rest?
You came with...
How many?
I can wait.
So can we. That's the point.
Why did you come here, Skrark?
Did you think we'd been kidnapped?
We're not foolish enough to let you all leave without a little bit of monitoring.
Monitoring?
Monitoring.
Have you been following us?
No.
What do you mean?
One of the others was.
What do you mean, monitoring?
Watching, obviously.
But for what reason?
How much do you actually know?
Not enough.
About how kobolds work?
Not enough.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, obviously nothing.
Yeah.
You're the first kobold I've met, I don't know about.
Yeah, likewise.
Yep, never really.
Yeah, and Sol's been around for ages.
Hierarchy's important.
Yes.
And it was considered a good idea that, and this is dripping and withering in the face. It was a good idea to keep track of the saviours.
Oh, what? Oh. No, no, none of that.
Oh, no.
We didn't save you, Scott. You saved yourself.
No, you didn't.
We're right there with you.
Yeah.
If your friends are being idiots, then that's their problem, not ours.
Yeah.
I can go tell them that they're being idiots. I'll happily do it.
After we complete the quarantine.
If there's a lot of other kobolds here, how are we going to deal with that, Zolf? We can't fit more people in this room.
What if they keep coming?
We need to, quarantine the whole inn. Because now, if we're worried about the infection vector of Skrark and the other kobolds, they definitely touched Wild. I mean, there was some kind of attack going on up there.
He's fine.
This is not about injuries. It's about infection. So that's just as likely. And we can't fit the innkeeper and Wild in here. So, maybe we should barricade the edges of the inn and then have the whole place. And so then it would be less cramped and awful.
I'm going to need to let them out at some point, otherwise they might just starve to death up there.
Let them out?
Let them out.
Yeah, context. Skrark?
Did you put Wild in a cupboard?
More or less.
Oh,
it was surprisingly easy.
No, it's not. He's an illusionist. You've got a spear. Anyway, look. First of all, how many of you lot are there? Total.
Six plus me.
Nope, there were more than that in the cells. How many of you lot, kobolds...
I think he means back on the other islands.
Yeah. How many of your,
thousands?
I don't know, clan, tribe, brood, whatever you use to...
Hundreds?
Tens of thousands, maybe?
Brilliant. Oh. Where else have you been? Because quite honestly, yes, you're right. And at that point, your village is lost, Jasper's probably lost, everyone in this place is lost, Japan's gone by. That's it.
Well, it's the idea then is that you have to proceed as if that wasn't, that the infection didn't happen. Like, we're either all dead already, or we're not. And you could either lay down and die.
No, because at this point, if everyone else is infected and we're not, we quarantine ourselves and then we fight them. Because that is now it.
All of the rest of the world?
Yes, that's what being a resistance is about.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what we're already doing.
But if everyone you say is then dead,
Yeah, you might be right. You might well be right, and there might be a way to bring them all back. But we don't know right now, so we need to keep trying, because right now they are functionally dead, because if we go down as well,
then... Why are you so angry at the idea of quarantining the inn rather than this room?
No, what I'm saying is, if you're right, and the kobolds have been infected, well, there are kobolds everywhere. Tens of thousands of them. We can't quarantine them. Well, it's outside the inn.
Well, then what... Okay.
No, you're right. It is pointless now. So what we can do is quarantine ourselves, because if we are still not infected, even if everyone else has done, if Skrark was an infection vector, we might as well reset the quarantine now.
None of the kobolds are sick.
It takes a while to show up.
It's what happened to Shoin. Did you see the brain in that orb? Mm.
Do you know what happened to Shoin?
Yeah, he went mad.
Did he
No,
turn...
he didn't. Arthur's brain was possessed by something.
Yeah, after he ate the cleric.
Yeah, are you aware of what Europe is?
He ate a cleric.
Oh, you saw. He ate the cleric.
I mean, he sort of hooked him up into the...
Same difference.
Yeah.
He did weird alchemy.
Oh, okay.
But look, do you know what Europe is? Have you heard of Europe?
Yes.
Right. You know, are you aware, like, yeah, people live there, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that thing that got Shoin after he ate the cleric has basically wiped out the entirety of Europe.
How?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
It's some sort of infection. It doesn't make people sick. It takes over their bodies and their brains, and it changes their personality, and all of them are
How do you catch
working
it?
Together. We don't know. But we know that if you have caught it, after 7 days, blue veins
show
up.
So why didn't we all catch it from the cleric?
Well, we might have. We don't know yet.
But you said it takes a week.
Yeah.
The cleric's been there months.
I mean, that's a... Good point. It certainly
he hadn't
means,
exploded
yeah.
months before.
Had you been near the cleric's body?
So if people get infected, then they explode, and if they explode,
no.
we could...
Shoin did the explosion. We don't know how people get infected, whether it's proximity, whether it's talking to people, whether it's magical, whether it's spores, whether it's a disease. We have literally no idea.
Well, loads of us ran into that party. That was the last of the proper adventurers.
Okay. And they had blue veins at the time.
We saw the other bodies, it's just the cleric.
Just asking the question for the people who were there.
Well, yeah, the you said that the cleric was infected. Loads of kobolds were...
Did the cleric have blue veins? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Right, well, we don't know then. We don't know what happened. We don't know when it manifests.
It
we don't
could
know
be
if
at
it's
the
infectious
time,
before it manifests.
It could be at the time that the cleric came, the cleric wasn't infectious and no one except Shoin got infected. But then what we did... You know, when we fought Shoin and when the cleric was exploded because of what Shoin did, that might have made the infection live again. And the five of us were all there when that body exploded. That means that if
there's
any...
seven people plus me here.
Yeah, those two weren't there, though.
Why are they here with you?
Because they've been interacting with us. Again, we don't know anything about this thing. We have no idea.
And the reason we're worried about all the... kobolds is because if we were infected by the time we left that, and then we walked through the room where everyone was, and then maybe they all... So that's why we're in a mess.
I wouldn't worry about the mainland. We've not had any traffic there for a long time.
That's good news.
Right, so just this island then.
Well, the only people who've been coming and going here have been them.
Shoin's employees.
The corpses, yes.
Yeah.
Right, so you haven't interacted with anyone else?
It wasn't hard finding you all.
Is that a yes or a no?
We just came the same route that you did.
So, no?
It sounds like luck's on our side then, and the best plan from now is to quarantine the inn as a whole.
There
like
was an
Sel
ugly
said.
Fat man upstairs and a very, very skinny...
Yeah, we're well aware of the innkeeper and Wild.
We definitely can't fit those
yes.
two and all the others, so we just quarantine the whole inn.
That's what I've been saying.
Fine, yes, we're quarantining the inn. You go back, and basically, you got to go back to your group, right? Keep all of them under tabs, wait at least a week, and if any of them develop blue veins, you kill them.
Well, no, the ones that are here can stay here with us, Zolf, in the inn.
But then
the rest of the kobolds are running amok, because seven of them have left and never came back, so more come looking. They're not telepathic. Are you telepathic? Yeah, didn't think so. So how are they going to know how to react?
Do you have magic? So could you send a message to the others?
I don't know. What did you do to them? Skrark says, sort of looking at all of you.
Oh, Amid did something.
I just scared them. I thought the inn was under attack. I didn't know it was you.
Was it like magical, Stagarian?
Yeah.
They'll be back soon.
It will wear off pretty quickly. It'll probably worn off already.
Also, Hamid, the inn was under attack. They attacked.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
I've consistently rolled 3 for perception all day.
All is well with the world.
17.
22.
20.
26.
Cell will be the only one to hear this. There is renewed movement upstairs of people entering a building quietly once more.
They're back.
Oh.
All right.
We expand the quarantine to the whole inn. We explain...
We have to.
...to the rest of them. I'm really sorry we did this, Skark, but this infection is dangerous and it's deadly and it's taken so many people's lives.
It's an apocalypse.
And we're just trying to save what's left of the world.
This went exactly as badly as I feared it might.
Well, great, you get to be right.
We didn't ask you to come.
But we're glad that you did, because... Otherwise, the kobolds wouldn't know that they might be an infection vector everywhere else, and so there would be no chance of containing that. And also, it's really nice to see you again, little buddy.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're okay, Skark. Hopefully we'll stay okay. I guess we go upstairs now? Yeah.
Guess so.
I'm gonna go open the...
I mean, it's not locked yet.
Yeah.
I'll let Skark out of the ropes he was tied with.
Who opens the door first?
I will.
So you open the trapdoor, which is slightly disguised as like a shelving unit thing, so no one would expect to look there. What you open the door to is the sort of main hall of the inn, which is awash with silent kobolds. Have you ever seen, there's a famous painting, I forget what it's called now, where it's like a magician and his demons or something?
And is he like, lying down?
I can't remember, I think it might be, but it's like it's a room full of them, effectively, and they're all deliberately angled and...
Yeah.
What you're looking at is, like, there's at least 2 that are upon ceiling rafters, perfectly still. There's a couple on the bar, there's a couple... And they're all just frozen in mid-thing and turned to see you.
Okay.
Hello.
I need to know where Hamid is.
I'm taking off Skrark's ropes.
Astonishingly quickly, they all drop and form up what can best be described as a phalanx, all with their spears pointed at you.
I thought you were here to rescue me.
While Azu says that, I'm just going to try and walk through them and get to the innkeeper.
Everyone roll initiative.
You're doing this, Alex. You're doing it.
I know.
You don't get to be unhappy.
19.
11.
15.
23.
Cell, technically you're up first.
Cell isn't going out.
That's
Cell
fine.
Knows that there are kobolds out there and that they're here for Hamid. So, like, what the...
What is waiting? What is, this is going to sound like a weird one given what they are, what's your combat manoeuvre defence?
20.
This is going to be such a mess. So, all of them try and grapple you, all of them fail, one bar one who manages to successfully grapple you on their own.
Good.
Aww.
When's my turn?
Yeah, I know. I can see which way this is going. You now, actually.
Right, high strength checks.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't have very high strength. I just want to throw them off. Throw them off.
It's fine. Yeah, go for it.
20 on an opposed strength.
Woo!
Yeah, just I'm not trying to like slam against the wall or break them, just get them off, and I'm going to the innkeeper and doing
just
a heel
shaking
check.
Shaking your leg.
That's fine. In which case, then, Hamid, you are up. You can hear the sounds of... what can loosely be described as combat upstairs.
Is Skark out of his ropes?
I'm going to say yes for the sake of
okay,
just my own sanity at this point.
I run upstairs.
The second that your head crests the thing, every single one of them kneels, claws on their chest, and then bows their head with a spear up.
Oh dear.
Oh, brilliant. You're their messiah.
We can drop out of initiative.
While healing.
So... the innkeeper is fine.
Okay.
The innkeeper has been bound really well with very, very thin cord, not rope. Probably something from show-ins thing. But he's fine. He's absolutely fine. He doesn't even seem particularly, like, shocked by you at this point.
Good. Can I untie it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I do.
Done. That's fine.
I go find Wild.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll come with you for that, just in case it's been...
Wild is all of 5 steps further down the corridor.
Ah, lovely.
Also bound, with a face that can just be best described as... this is going to have to be bleeped, but it's for the benefit of the players. The f***. Ralph has no idea what's happening, but has been bound, so has realised, well, I'm not being killed, so what?
As I'm untying Wilder, like, yeah, no, Hamid's a kobold messiah now, and, well, the inn's under quarantine.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to go make some food. And I go to, angrily go to the kitchen.
Clattering the pans about like he wouldn't.
I'm angrily cooking.
Barnes immediately comes up the stairs and starts debriefing Wild on the new situation.
Cell's gonna lock the front door.
Skrark comes up the stairs, stands next to Hamid.
Hamid looks really flustered and embarrassed.
You're right to feel awkward. This is just the way that kobold works, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're the biggest dragon here. It's you.
Oh, well, I, in a way, I guess. We should probably explain the whole infection thing to everyone.
Also, you could introduce the concept of democracy. No, Sel shouts.
Well, I mean, let's just... What's everyone's name? I'm Hamid.
Oh, icebreakers!
So, I am
one interesting thing about you.
Christ.
Two truths and a lie.
Hamid, the polite tyrant.
So.
Oh my gosh, that's his dark tyrant.
Isn't he nice?
Oh, you know what? I've got to take a break there on the polite tyrant. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hello, everyone. Helen here, who you probably know from Rusty Quill's first podcast, Rusty Quill Gaming, or from our chat show, Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about Chapter and Multiverse, the new actual play podcast from Rusty Quill. Across each series of Chapter Multiverse, we'll be diving into multiple tabletop systems. No two series will ever be the same as we explore the city of Chapter across alternative universes. Chapter and Multiverse will feature a diverse rotating cast of performers. In our first series, GM Maddie Searle will be running a campaign of Masks: A New Generation, designed by Brendan Conway. She will be joined by Ahmed Al-Jabri, Laurie Ann Davis, Lydia Nicholas, and Pip Gladwin as intrepid young superheroes in the metropolis of Chapter, with Kareem Cronfley as the Eternal Tavern Keeper. Search for Chapter and Multiverse wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information. Enjoy!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. I am going to have accelerated us to a large dinner. A large...
Well, remember this all happened in the middle of the night.
All right, sorry.
A large breakfast.
Angry...
I am making a craft cooking roll to see how good it is.
You are taking a penalty for being angry.
A natural 20!
Oh my gosh, his angry soup. Gordon Ramsay in here.
Finally, some good f***ing food!
Oh!
Pretty much. So what?
Zolf's kitchen nightmare.
So the inn is full of people. And I'm going to skip ahead to the way that these things can sometimes work is you can open sort of sliding doors and turn like two smaller rooms into one big room, blah, blah. Mm. It's effectively turned
it's
into
a conference centre.
It's effectively turned into one big room.
Even with
a
the prison
really
below.
Big layout for food.
Where they keep the techies. Yeah. Oh, the projector room down here. It's
everyone
dank.
Is there basically for food, shocker. Mm. Wild has already been debriefed at this point. Barnes has already been debriefed, and all of the kobolds have been made aware of the stuff that you want to have made them aware of. In terms of the kobolds, for the sake of speed, does anyone apart from Hamid speak Draconic?
No.
They all have...
I do.
Oh, do you actually speak Draconic?
I get one every level.
Oh, so you've gained it.
And I said bit of Draconic, and it's now been quite a while, and I would expect that during that week,
that's fine.
Sel will have been practicing.
Yeah, Hamid will happily.
That's absolutely fine. So, Zolf and Azu, you have tried. You cannot distinguish a difference in their names. They are all basically things that you cannot pronounce. You are literally not capable of pronouncing. They are, like, visually distinct and you know who they are, but you genuinely are struggling to pronounce names. It's a thing.
Can I not give them, like, translations of the names? I've prepared six separate names for these individual kobolds, Alex.
I am fine with you basically saying, like, these are name translations. But this is a case where it's like, cool, what's your name? You cannot pronounce it in your tongue. Mm-hmm. Try. Like, it's not a name, it's a noise as far as you're concerned.
Oh, no. It's tonal in a way that you weren't brought up
this is a
so your ear genuinely
there is a biological limitation at play here. Mm. Sel, you're doing better, but they don't seem especially interested, if I'm honest, in talking with any of you. Mm. They have all insisted and keep maintaining a guard phalanx around Hamid at all times. Skrark is not interested in this whatsoever.
You asked for this, Bryn. You literally asked for this.
Yeah. Hamid is so embarrassed.
So in terms of
Bryn is loving every second.
I need to know one thing to determine whether an awkward situation happened. Did Hamid try to sit at anywhere other than the head of the table?
Probably, yes.
Because they will have actively, like, started to steer you to the head of the table and move things around so that you sat at the head of the table and will then be sat behind you, basically ready as guards.
Hamid does not know where to look. Hamid is, like, red in the face.
Azu is quite amused.
Zolf is not amused. Zolf is not amused.
Again, so Skrark just sort of leans over just before the dinner starts and goes, it'll pass eventually.
Thank you.
What language?
That one will have probably been in English.
Good.
I think it's quite fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What, Dragon King Hamid? Yeah, great.
But look, he's so embarrassed.
Yeah, good.
So we are now all at dinner. I'm just going to pick up on the RP from here. Dinner is ready, but the room is now full of all this enormous cast of characters, and I now outnumber the party by like 2-1, which is going to be fun.
Sel asks Skrark in Draconic what traditional kobold dishes are like. Oh, trying to build bridges.
Skrark takes a moment, and he's actually struggling to remember. It's been a while. And then he takes a moment and then he kind of brightens up for possibly the first time since you've seen him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, there's this sort of like a mealworm burger thing.
That sounds incredible.
Where what you do is you basically you split that. And he just starts describing what can best be described as like mealworm patties that are then served with a special type of like fungus. It's basically a burger.
Oh, cool.
But with completely like non-edible to human ingredients.
But edible to elf?
No.
Oh.
In fact, I think you would recognise... Give me knowledge nature.
I'm just trying to build bridges, people.
That's all good.
Oh, I mean, that's only a 17.
You're fairly certain it'd be actively poisonous.
Hmm. Does it have any psychoactive effects for you folks? Because I'm pretty sure that it would have psychoactive effects for me, which I'm not always against. It depends on the context. This, for instance, is too public.
So I am going to answer that one question, and then I am going to go a bit wider, which is... there's a reason that they all like it. It's a simple answer.
Special burger.
Everyone starts eating. All of the kobolds will wait until Hamid starts eating.
Oh.
And then obviously do the same. Skrark does not. Skrark's just doing his own thing.
So just throughout this, Zolf is eating thunderously. until the meal is done.
Eating thunderously is so
great. Clang! But the meat is so beautifully tender.
Yeah, I know.
This is great! The marinade really came off! I love it!
Oh, no. I'm the cook, so I'll be like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
As you're trying to, like, tug it apart, it just beautifully unfurls. So, like pulled jackfruit, like, oh, it's all unfurling. Yeah.
Eventually, Wild pipes up going, so as nice as this is...
It is nice.
So the inn's lost at this point.
It's not lost, we might not
Have we confirmed any contact outside of the Institute?
It sounds like there's been almost none, actually.
Almost or actual?
As it stands, as far as I am aware, the only contact that the Shoen Institute has been making has been with this island.
Mm-hmm.
Scrog, sounds about right. So, at least we have a controlled situation.
And Shoen has been infected for months, and none of his employees showed any sign. So it doesn't look like it's spread any further.
He was in a bat, though.
Well, exactly.
Scrog takes a moment, asks to be excused, and then heads out with one of the kobold guards. And they just head out, just literally other side of the screen door for a moment. So Wild's there going, right. The island's not highly populated, and there haven't been any cases that we are aware of.
If we get through this 7 days, fine.
Effectively, yes. There are limits to what we can achieve here. We have no infrastructure, we have no people, and we are working off the seat of our pants. If we can see out the 7 days from your perspective as the only people who've left the island, we've effectively returned to our default state, which is, I guess it's fine until someone dies?
Yeah. That's default state.
Am I wrong?
That's kind of how things work, yeah.
Logical, yeah.
Fine. Scrog then comes back in with his person. Atten has a piece of information that might be pertinent. We think we might be immune.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
A lot of us were engaging directly with...
Someone before, had to hook up the cleric to the system,
before Shoen went very wrong. He was just mostly wrong. Mm-hmm. While he was mostly wrong, he was a big fan of sending monsters against the adventurers in waves.
Oh no. Oh, I'm
sorry. But that doesn't mean that they were all killed. This was more than a year ago. There have been no cases. We haven't even been aware of this as a thing. Direct contact with this person, handling them, moving them, plugging them into stuff. I think we're immune.
You don't know that. Talking to them, spending significant amount of time talking to them, saying specific keywords or trigger phrases, we don't know. So, no, that is a very dangerous assumption to make.
Wild pipes up, I agree with Zolf. At best, it's a minor curiosity.
I mean, guys, I think it's a reason to hope. I mean, I know we can't rely on it, but...
is that look actively in
oh,
character?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
In which case, it's immediately shared with Wild and right. Barnes.
Amit, I am literally a cleric of basically hope, and that's stupid, okay?
Don't call Hamid stupid.
It is a stupid thing to say.
Don't call him that.
It is careless, and it is how these things go wrong. You need to be careful and strict, otherwise things blow up in your face.
He's just making a suggestion.
Zolf, I'm not arguing we should change our procedure. I'm just trying to find a reason to be optimistic about what might happen next. This is exactly what I was talking about 2 days ago. You jumped down my throat, the slightest provocation.
Yeah, stop taking things out on
him. I haven't actually acted and said, well, everything's fine then, have I? I'm just trying to say we should stay positive. Gods!
Mr. Smith, I'm aware that you have suffered and that you have seen some horrors, but sometimes keeping morale up or having some kind of discussion about possibilities is... One needs to be able to find the energy to continue.
They're not wrong.
This is potentially the first good news that you've had.
Right, fine.
Well, no one's saying to change our plans or rely on it, Zolf.
Yeah, fine. Look, you keep having this discussion. I'm going to go to the coast. Right? I'm not being here for the moment.
The coast?
I'm assuming the tavern is by the coast. Because
you're
quarantined in the tavern!
yeah, well, I'm going to go on my own, and the island is basically lost because of the quarantine anyway, so I'm going to the coast because what does
that
it matter?
Logic doesn't... Okay, that logic doesn't make sense, based even on what you were saying 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to try and physically stop you.
Same.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, the inn is now the quarantine.
Zolf. Wild calls you back. Zolf.
What?
What I was leading to is that none of us are going to sleep tonight, but what we do currently have is showing in an orb right now. The ship has sailed in terms of information control. The ship has sailed in terms of infecting this entire island, but I really, really want to talk to it.
Great. What I need is some time at all not thinking about this.
Okay, so, like, how about going upstairs? Because we now have lots of different rooms, so you're within the quarantine zone.
Yeah, fine. I will go away from all of you. And I will leave.
I don't want to say that's a little of a relief, but I think that it is more psychologically healthy for all of us to have a little bit of a break from one another.
I was hoping...
It's the problem when you try and quarantine people like this, and I've told you this before, Wild. Yes, I know you have. If you put everyone in a small box, it makes things worse, not better, even if it is a necessary box.
I thought I could make friends.
Seems quite opposed to that. I feel
like he'd be a really good friend. But he's not very friendly, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, I know. I mean, he hasn't been at all friendly.
You're friendly.
Oh, thank you. I do try.
I think you're my friend.
I'm so honoured. Thank you so much, Azu. That's delightful.
From the corner, Carter's just like, you're the only friendly one.
No, Azu's friendly. What?
She keeps stamping on me.
I mean,
and then shutting me up. And then, like, pushing me down the stairs.
That was because there were good reasons for that.
And you drank all the good stuff. Got your bang to right.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that as it does what I did, she's just like chuckled to herself, like, yeah, I did.
Sometimes drinking all the good stuff is what friends do.
Barnes just pipes up. What I would suggest is that we finish food. As long as we don't leave the inn, things aren't getting worse. Like, this situation's sort of gone beyond our control to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and deal with all this in a fresh head tomorrow afternoon. And maybe we spend just a small amount of time not going to the toilet in front of one another and forced to be in front of each other's face for all the time.
That's a very good idea, probably.
Yes, I'd like that.
Wild's fine.
I apologise again about all the experiments on trying to improve the toilet situation downstairs.
It was not necessary or helpful.
I mean, maybe...
We all found things to keep us busy. I mean, I started writing on the walls. Yeah. I mean, I understand your need to keep active.
I ran out of... I didn't think this would ever happen, but I ran out of animals that I was interested in being.
Are we happy to accelerate to the end of the dinner?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
In which case, then, Skrark asks to take Hamid aside for a moment.
Yeah.
Look. They're going to be like this for a while because the default assumption is the king is dead, long live the king. When you spend all of your time around a tyrant, you learn to expect tyrants.
I'm not gonna...
But you need to know this. Listen to me. Even if they know you're not a tyrant, neither they nor me are going to be abandoning you because that's how kobolds work. You don't need to run the entire show. But you do...
Couldn't even if I wanted to.
No, you couldn't. But you do need to understand that your behaviour is going to determine a lot. Do you understand me?
Yes, I think so, but... Skrark, I just want you all to be okay. If it was up to me, you'd have that entire island all to yourselves and you'd run it the way you wanted. And if I can help any of you achieve that, then that's my only goal. And I'm going to do my best to keep you all safe.
The best way that you can help me and everyone else is behaving like you have 10,000 people watching your every move. Because guess what?
God.
You do.
What is that?
Okay.
Work really hard on improving the toilet situation.
This was a very private conversation, at which Skrark then leaves, stops, turns around and goes, "You haven't screwed it up yet." And then leaves.
Oh my god.
Hamid literally kind of sits down heavily and just stares for a little while.
Oh, King Hamid.
So what made Skrark the only Zolf amongst the kobolds?
Why don't we examine that over the following episodes, etc. What I would say is this. If you ask me for a leadership feed, I'll give you a leadership feed. I'll give you all the leadership you want.
Yeah. Once still again... Everything I do, Alex finds a way to torture me
you
with.
You can have everything you want. You just won't want it when you get it.
The living monkey's paw.
Oh, listeners, I wish you could have seen the look in Alex's eyes.
So,
the vengeance!
I am going to jump ahead to basically just past lunchtime. The innkeeper, by the way, has taken to all of this really well. Turns out there's a reason this innkeeper is the one who's been looking after the place. He takes everything in stride.
Aww.
Yeah. Honestly, like he's just like, okey-doke, that's fine.
Yep.
I guess we're eating more meat. That's fine. I am going to jump ahead unless anyone has anything that they want to do in the meantime to basically another sit-down meal where everyone can have a talk about
with
stuff.
Showing in one of the chairs.
So here's the thing. This is where I would then say, what are we going to do? But I need to know if anyone wants to do anything between going to bed and now. Especially, I'm looking at Ben a lot because if Zolf was going to go off on one, now would be the time.
As far as other people are concerned, I am not doing anything.
Understood. In which case, then...
I'm also not being seen.
I understand.
Aww.
In which case, I am going to jump ahead to that meal.
Guys, he's infected! Alex has told him secretly and now he's behaving weird.
Alex, we've been made. I'm sorry.
Great. This is canon now.
I mean, did you guys notice on the Discord how individual people started adding blue veins to their little avatars and it spread slowly through the channels?
Oh, why didn't you stun us?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was really good.
Absolute.
It was well done. No one talked about it until someone went, hang on. It's like 12 of them.
Oh, you stunners. I love it. I love it so much.
The RQARG.
I have to finish this episode, but
Alex,
I love it.
They really respect your craft.
Oh, I love that so much. Right, I've got to press on, but I love it.
That's the greatest fan work that Alex is going to ever ask.
Yeah. No, I'm all over that kind of stuff. That's so into my wheelhouse. Brilliant. In which case then, at the meal, everyone sat down. Mm-hmm. The guards for Hamid are slightly less all up in his business. By half a foot or so. Wild sits down. Right. How are we all feeling?
I'm much better after that sleep. Would you like me to try and find a way to plug that brain into something?
How are you feeling, Wild?
Oh, yeah, think people. Yes.
Fine. Thank you for asking.
Well, you've said that before.
Hashtag Wild's fine. Hashtag thank you for asking.
Let me finish. From now on, why don't we just assume that Wild is fine until I say otherwise?
That's quite a dangerous thing to assume, but all right.
Until you're dead, right?
No, until blue veins appear as well, in which case Zolf kills me. That's the agreement.
What if he gets blue veins as well?
Well, that's what Barnes is for.
Oh, I see. What about him getting the blue veins?
Carter.
Oh, I don't think you should rely on that.
That's why I will help. Carter sort of solves himself. He's probably not going to make it through the end of a day, every day.
He's probably pickled enough that...
Hey! So, shall we meet Shoeen and see what we can do with this?
Sure. Do I need to roll a knowledge engineering, or is it important
Here's
to
what's
the plot
happen.
That this succeeds?
Because of the way this works,
take 10.
Your brob is amazingly plucked from a bag that's opening is too small for it, let's not forget.
Yeah.
Thud, and he's on a table. What's that? That's only ever going to happen for Alex's narrative efficiency. We do not examine this. Oh, great. Fab. There is now a brob on the table. All of the kobolds start snarling a little bit, but they don't move. And everyone else is just sort of staring at it.
Yes, Sel, you said you might be able to build some sort of apparatus to let us speak to it and let it speak to us back when we were...
Yeah, I mean, I do need some kind of materials.
Do you need?
Well, looking at the brob. Well, I need lists, the things that
need. You will list all these fictional components that you definitely
need. I need some,
oh my God, I'm stopping. No, please stop. Anything else?
You have all of the equipment required.
Eight things that Cell needs. inverter coil. Neon fiber tubes. Elemental fluff. Triple distilled and pushed through an extruder. Adamantine springs.
Five.
Adamantine wires.
Six.
A HDMI port. It's weird. It doesn't stand for the same thing.
Seven.
A male to female adapter, which, like, Cell calls something completely different.
Eight.
Also, it's a hyperdimensional mitosis integer.
All right. Yes, good.
Funnily enough,
interface.
Funnily enough, they don't have all these things here. However, you are brought things that they think will do the job, and you're like, it'll take an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah. Also, we've been putting stuff in our bags of holding for ages.
I can just, between all of you,
it's just the junk. There's probably still some dirt from Newton.
Yeah,
like, it'll be some bits of adamantine. Like,
I've got like half a ton of adamantine ore in mine.
Yeah. Got some of those old limbs from the...
Oh, yeah, from the factory.
You have so much stuff.
Yeah.
I am basically going to say that between all of you, yes.
Okay.
You haven't got the stuff you asked for, but you have stuff that's as good, if not better, but weird.
What better
time,
but
time
weird?
Time for some mad science.
Yeah. You managed, montage.
You managed to rig it up in such a way, mm-hmm. I need to know what your goal is here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to basically just give it a speaker? What are you trying to do?
A microphone so it can hear. Mm-hmm. A speaker so it can speak, and a button I can press to wobble the ball in a way that shouldn't be, like, explicit, like, maybe not painful. Like, I don't want to... Creating an electric zap that could punish
but
it...
But threatening.
Would be, but something that would just make the brain go...
Uncomfortably, understood.
Yeah.
May I suggest, in a way I normally wouldn't, the ability to cut off communications when you want?
I mean, you just unplug.
Good. In which case, then...
Can we assume this takes a few days so that we're getting closer to the end of the quarantine period as well?
Oh, you see, now that's really sensible. I don't like that at all. Yes, that's fine. We'll jump to the end of the quarantine period, and that's the time it takes Cell to make all of this set up in such a way that Shireen can't take over it all. Fine. Carter is infected and Barnes is infected. So.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, you can't say things like that, Alexander!
I normally just cast Fireball in this room on you, Alex.
I mean, nuke it from orbit is the only way to be sure.
My previous statements about Zolf remain true.
That's absolutely
fine. Has been missing? Then Azu has gone to look for him at some point.
Right. Okay.
So I can't accelerate.
Yes.
So,
Hamid and the Cobbles will be assisting Cell.
So, here's what is going to happen.
This just sounds like a band. Cell whispers to Azu when you go, like, make sure that you fart in front of him a lot.
Hamid and the Angry Lizards. Doesn't quite work.
So, what we are going to do then is we are going to say that the presentation of Shireen is there. As in, like, dumping him on the table and something. And with the orb on the table, the Wild then, you know, addresses the missing elephant in the room. Where's Zolf?
I think he's sort of still upstairs somewhere.
Sulking?
Barnes, at which point Barnes looks up and he's like, no.
I'll go.
Remember to fart in front of him.
Let us cut to Zolf's room.
What's happening in Zolf's room? Or
you are at his door. You tell
me. I knock.
Yeah, come in.
Azu comes in.
Hey, I'm literally just looking out the window.
Oh, so you're so tragic.
Okay, all right, fine.
Strict going grief.
You know what, actually? I'm going to end an episode there with a nice tableau, and we can come in nice and happy and perky with...
Sad sea dad.
Sad sea dad.
The only sad thing is... Or the extra sad thing is that the pathetic fallacy isn't working because we stopped the storm.
Yeah. It's now super sunny and lovely.
So he's not looking out on a wonderful, like, stormy scene that reflects his emotions. It's just nice and sunny.
No, I'm looking at nice. It's a nice day.
Yeah.
Well,
so annoying.
As we all take a moment to just enjoy what's about to happen,
no.
We'll meet all the listeners. Have to wait a week. So until then, bye everyone.
Bye.
Rusty
Tactical Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here, just letting you know that this episode is sponsored by Euphony and their brand new sci-fi audio drama podcast, Crypto Z. Crypto Z is set in a deeply immersive, fast-paced, futuristic world where ICC agents are risking everything to restore life on the planet. The first season follows Jane Silver, a cryptozoologist who is deployed on a tense mission to track and capture a human-like creature, the mesmerizing and menacing Iceman. Prepare to be transported into the wilderness with Jane as she ascends through the Alps and comes face to face with her quarry. This podcast has been created by New York Times bestselling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royan, and it is a whirlwind of action and suspense from episode one. Crypto Z is launching right now, so why not head over and subscribe via your favourite podcatcher? Just search Crypto Z, that's CRYPTO-Z, or follow the link in the show notes to today's episode.
Oh yeah, he's not singing anymore.
He's not a singer. He's snarky.
Grimscrock. Scrocky, he's Grimscrock. Lots of things you can do with that name.
In the Grimscrockness of the far future.
There are only kobolds.
Yeah. You'll find in the grim darkness of the far future there is only Scrock.
Ah.
In the grim darkness of the far future, there is Scrock.
Right, okay, I'm going to do a silence marker before this gets any weirder. Right.
Silence Scrocker.
Christ.
And Scrock.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Elena Royce, Shane Kelly, Grackles, Anonymous Sky, Laney J, JaysMD, Oatmeal Addiction, Deirdre Pitts, Andreas Evans, Disaster, Lovro, Sardia, Megan Linger, Billy, Rowan DeLacy, Gil, Zitalis, Woodspurge, Red, Erin Sellers, James Curry, TJ Hoffer, KP Wilson, Zoe Schroeder, Charlie Wall, Shannon McHugh, Taylor Ashmore, Lou, Mitch Paveo, Seiji Bug, Josephine Hoar, Azaria Serpens, Bonnie Phillips, Dwarven Bread Spores, Bex, Qualish, Jax Wells, Twisted Sight, Elizabeth Legant, Agnieszka Joaucha, Ben Enns, Libby Broom, Elise Walker, Faith Gillespie, Kathleen Parham, Pansy Thoughts, E Herself, Tartha Jedrill. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.